Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
If we can extend the entire show, the whole beginning of the show till 5:45, I would feel much better about the whole thing.
Lo, the king approacheth.
Hound here, WFMU. In our time-saving effort, we've managed to combine our instrumental set and our hillbilly hangover.
It's kind of a death
and before, our world beat set.
It's kind of a death before decaf set.
Mm-hmm. That was Hank C. Burnett all the way from Sweden with Spinning Wheel Boogie.
Where the winters are long.
Best record of the 70s, except maybe Raw Power. Larry Collins before that did Flying Fingers. James Burton, doing business as Jimmy Dobro on the Philips label, did Swamp Surfer. Joe Mathis did a Water Baby Boogie in stereo. And Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West opened it up there with Stratosphere Boogie. So,
Boogie.
What are we doing tonight? We got a blues hangover, of course. And lots of trashy old rock and roll records, the kind they just don't make anymore. And our big special theme set today is our all-Japanese VOM set. That's kind of a tribute. I feel bad for the people in Kobe, Japan, and the earthquake and all that. So I thought we'd kind of support them mentally by all-Japanese VOM set.
If not financially.
Well, there's been a lot of good rock and roll out of Japan in the last few years. You know, surprisingly, there's more good rock and roll that came out of Japan than has come out of New York City, I think.
And Los Angeles combined.
Yes. So there you go. And we're going to do Knuckleheads in the News, and there's never any shortage of that. And we're going to tell you what
all... Los Angeles combined.
We're going to tell you what our untalented... Where all our untalented friends are playing, and then we're going to go eat dinner. So, without further ado, I've got a request for this one. Bob, speak.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Pursing my lips.
The request for this one. This one's out of New York on the Bargain label. Bobby Mr. Blues Merrill.
A man's body, a fly's head.
Makes me mean. The double crossing liquor jug makes me mean. Set them up, rock them back, and run them around again.
All right. Now sober up and try to listen to this.
Around. Gonna sing in every nightclub in this town. Take all the words from your trouble. Someday, grab your rocking shoes and come along with me. There's a lot of things that we can see. Come on, step in. Yeah, yeah, come on, step in. Oh, yeah, yeah, come on, step in. All around this town. Well, dates and jives don't break through. Then I'm gonna say, I love you.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
In the States.
Hound here. Sorry for the late show. I was on the phone. Big Boy Miles and the Shawnees with Who's Been Fooling You. They were, the Shawnees, that was a very, very important rock and roll group that nobody ever heard of.
Including myself.
Big
what was
Boy
important
Miles,
about them?
Well, Sugar Boy Crawford was in the group.
Oh, yeah.
Snooks Eaglin, Big Boy Miles. Obviously, they had Professor Longhair on piano and Earl Palmer on drums. That was a really great group.
The first super group?
They recorded for Specialty and Aladdin, and I think they recorded for some other labels, Imperial. Great, great group. Before that, we heard J.C. Sawyer with Goin' Steppin'. Stick McGee by request and his buddies did Double Crossin' Liquor. Jet Tones and Henry, and we opened it up with Bobby Mr. Blues Merrill, I Ain't Mad at You. We got a happy birthday to George out in that, down in Alabama. At what's the name of that record store in Alabama? It's his birthday next week. You know George.
Yeah, I do know George. He's a great guy.
Happy birthday, George.
And a fine host.
Oh, okay. Let's announcements. What are we supposed to announce here? Okay, let's see. Thursday at the Mercury Lounge, Empire State Soul Club returns. A very nice poster. Also at the Mercury Lounge Wednesday, the Bottle Rockets, who Roscoe produced their album, and he'll be playing with them, along with Roscoe's lovely wife, Mary Lee Cordes, with the mighty Andy York on guitar, will be the opening act.
The Graboff period has ended?
Yes, for now. Mm-hmm. Speaking of John Graboff, every Monday at the Ludlow Cafe is Beat Rodeo.
For your dancing, dining, and secondhand smoking pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Monday at Brownie's, Amy McMahon Rigby.
I believe.
Thursday at Brownie's, Junior High. Featuring the mighty Leslie on guitar. And, one more thing. Tuesday in the small room at the new Knitting Factory, Matthew Shipp, jazz piano player extraordinaire.
He's working the small room, is he?
Mm-hmm. They have two rooms. I haven't been there yet, but I guess I'm going to go to that.
I guess there's the Laurie Anderson Lounge and the David Van Tingham.
No, it'll be more, what's his name, sax player.
John Zorn.
Yeah, he's like the big guy out there. He's like this.
So there's the John Zorn Lounge, yeah. And then there's the Alternative Lounge.
It's a name. It is called, like, the Alternative Lounge. I think that's it's. He's playing at 11 o'clock sharp.
Imaginative.
Yeah. Matt's great. He's got a new record out that Henry Rollins produced. If you like jazz piano playing, he's the man.
How does Henry Rollins produce an album? The same way that Rick Rubin does? No. Somebody sends him a tape and he says, yeah, that's fine.
He does bench presses while you're during the sessions.
He benches you while you're playing.
Yeah, I don't know how Henry Rollins produces a record. He puts up the money. And then
want more coffee?
Oh, boy, where are we?
Get in the studio.
Let's do some news. Okay. Knucklehead number one. Have you been following the Colin Ferguson trial?
Yeah, with much glee. Actually.
He wanted to cross-examine
his own worst enemy,
Bill Clinton. I can't believe the judge is letting him defend himself. Accused Long Island Railroad gunman. The latest is he hurled more bizarre questions at potential jurors yesterday, asking how they felt about blacks, hockey, the governor, and their wives.
How did they feel about hockey?
He said, "Get the puck out of here." Ferguson was acting as his own lawyer, has okayed six jurors. He's already used up like 14 of his 20 challenges.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm sweating a little." He asked panelists their opinions on black people, Governor Pataki, American presidents in general. He asked one woman what time of year she liked to be indoors, and he asked the group of panelists if they were hockey fans. The court broke into laughter when Ferguson asked Edward Hope what his relationship with his wife was. The answer was, "My relationship with my wife? She's my wife."
Plus tax.
Ferguson apparently was satisfied with the answer. Hope was chosen for a juror.
See, whoever makes it all the way through the selection process not only gets to be a juror, but they get to share a cell with him for a weekend.
Yeah, they get to be sequestered together. Do we have more Colin Ferguson?
Well, it's just a
trial.
I think it's just a double of the same thing. Mm. Apparently it was a spooky feeling from the beginning, like so many things.
Yes, I know that. I know that feel, that spooky feeling that comes over me. Well, what can we say about... Nothing we can really say about the...
Okay.
What's our next news story?
Well, in Stockholm, alert customs officers noticed, quote, something weird, end quote, about a woman's bosom. And on further investigation, they found 65 baby snakes in her bra. And then they woke up.
Wow, I think I have a very hateful thing to say about somebody in terms of that, but I won't.
Nah, save it for the car ride. The 42-year-old woman, who was not identified, told the officers that she wanted to start a reptile farm, I guess, in her pants. The state news agency TT said... The reptiles were found after a body search, after a slow, languorous body search.
Well, a 16-year-old Long Island high school student was charged yesterday with setting a girl's hair on fire in the lunchroom.
Whoa.
A friend of the victim quickly put out the fire, saving her from serious injury. She was not hospitalized, but Uniondale High School officials suspended the alleged attacker, Kyle Ramsey. They did not file criminal charges. However, the girl's mother contacted police later. Ramsey was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment.
Detention for life?
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think you did good. It's definitely a case where you're kind of glad that the carpet doesn't match the drapes.
Mm. Say the least.
Mm. Yeah, I think we've said the least.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to do? You just want to do Blues Hangover?
Yeah, I guess. The musical sound of papers flipping.
I wanted to say was this whole... But I guess I have to get out the news thing because they have the little chart. The whole thing about all the dates for the zodiac signs are wrong. And now there's a 13th constellation missing from astrological charts, according to a British astronomer.
Wow.
Who's the new astrological sign will be called Aficus? Can you pronounce that word for us?
The sign of the baseball bat?
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Jacqueline Milton of the Royal Astronomical Society. He said the dates for each sign were drawn up more than 2,000 years ago by astrologers who divided the sky into 12 equal parts, but constellations covering areas of varying size. For example, astronomers say the sun moves through Scorpio. It only spends 7 days, but it spends more than a month under Virgo. So if they were going to redo the astrological chart according to this fellow, let me find it. It would be... I don't have the chart. I don't know what paper the chart... There was a little chart in one of the newspapers.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Wait. Oh, I found it. Okay.
Anybody out there see
it? It's in the Daily News. Like my sign, which is a Gemini, would be changed... They would move Gemini from June 21st to July 19th, and
Does that mean your birthday's going to have to move?
I would become a Taurus, I guess. And Bruce, you...
Would be a recovering Pisces? Is that what I'd be?
What's your exact number?
March the 8th, 1962.
So you, too, would have a new sign, Bruce.
What would my new sign be? Acaplacalacabalus?
You would become an Aquarius. It is the dawning of the age of Lobruccia. I think we ought to get off a mic and play these blues records because there's a lot of people with their heads in the toilet needing it.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people looking really angrily at their radio right now.
Yeah. Shut them up. Play some music. We got one here by Papa Lightfoot on the Imperial label. Nice cue, Harold.
That's us, Personality Plus.
Strange things have happened that never before. My baby told me I would have to go. I can't be good no more. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Feel bad this morning, ain't got no home. No use of worrying, be good no more. Once back I did before. I can't be good, baby, only because the world's gone wrong. I told you, baby, right to your head, if I didn't leave you, I wouldn't have to kill you dead. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, only because the world's gone wrong. I tried to be loving and treat you kind, but it seemed that now, right, got no love in mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. If you have a woman and she don't be kind, pray to the good Lord, get her off your mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, only because the world's gone wrong. Then when you've been good now, can't do no more, just tell them kindly, there is a front door. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, only because the world's gone wrong. Pack up my suitcase, give me my hand. No use to ask me, baby, because I'll never be back. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong.
Station of the Star.
Star music, star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Things ain't like they used to be. You got a little place, I believe you go and hide. You got a place, I believe you go and hide. And I can't find you, but when I run down on you, bang, bang, the hearse gonna give you your last ride. Come on home with me.
Let's get together one more time and get things like they used to be.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
Now I'm sitting here trying to drink my blues away. I'm sitting here trying to drink my blues away. Since the baby been gone, I've had him every night and day. Now the mean old fireman and a cruel old engineer. That mean old fireman and a cruel old engineer. That took baby away and left me standing here. Well, I wrote baby a letter, but I maybe should have went myself. Well, I wrote baby a letter, but I maybe should have went myself. Boy, if she don't come back, I don't want nobody else. Shine on, a bigger, brighter moon, shine on. Shine on, a bigger, brighter moon, shine on. You just don't worry, my baby, till you make her come back home. Watch out.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
So how? WFMU East Orange. Sly Williams there talking about Boot Hill. Before that, we had Tampa Red with his golden guitar and his chrome kazoo. Mm-hmm. Since My Baby Been Gone. Slim Harpo did Hey Little Lee, the Mississippi Sheiks by request, The World's Gone Wrong.
So true.
And we opened up with Papa Lightfoot, Jump the Boogie. And where are we? I guess we're just going to go back right back into the news. We seem to have collated a little better, kind of a little more together.
So you all have to provide your own paper flipping sounds at home.
Yes. Senator Surfin Malti, Republican state senator from Queens, has proposed legislation yesterday. Boy, what a bunch of knuckleheads. That would punish graffiti vandals with wax from a stiff wooden paddle.
To what part of their anatomy?
Oh, under the bill introduced by Senator Surfin Maltese. That sounds like a name from like a surf fanzine, right?
Hey, dude.
The punishment would be limited to a maximum of 10 swats on the backside with a 3/4-inch thick board. I have no real interest in sending young people to jail, Maltese, a former homicide bureau chief in Queens, said. This provides an alternative way of humiliating them. I could think of a few, too. About suspending them by nipple rings.
But there is that like sort of 5 out of 30 people that just would find that kind of stimulating.
Assemblyman Anthony Seminaro, another
senator
sponsor
himself
of the bill, said maybe this will bring attention to the little savages who are destroying property all over the place.
These are
biggest morons are running the world. Yeah, this is an actual quote. To paddle their asses a little bit, to me, there's nothing wrong with it. Something has to be done.
In fact, the thought's making me kind of, let's have a caucus.
The paddling would be administered by their parents if a vandal's mother or father refused or didn't paddle hard enough, a court officer would do the job. The whacking could take place in privacy of the judge's chambers in an open court or in an open court for maximum humiliation, or maybe at a dungeon.
Yeah, really, over on 8th Avenue.
I know some women we can call on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Singapore's caning, which was inflicted against an American teenager, Michael Fay, last year, the young graffiti offenders would keep their pants on.
Oh.
Which reminds me of a story. So I grew up in Broward County, Florida, where they actually administer, paddlings in the school system.
Do they still?
Oh, yeah. And of course, now they have drive-by shootings outside of schools and people get murdered, but it doesn't
counter-discipline.
But I do remember if you cut class, you would get, like, one detention, which was an hour long, or two shots with the paddle,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, everybody went for the paddling. So the end of the year, you know, you'd have all these detentions built up from cutting class all year. You'd have like 40 paddles, 60 paddles. So my psychotic high school girlfriend showed up for her paddling with no panties on, bent over. They used to put you in like the vice principal's office. You have to bend over this chair, hold the legs, and there would be somebody, a witness, to watch. Like his secretary would come and watch. It was really sick.
A witness.
So she got thrown out of school for that. She was actually thrown out of the Broward County school system.
What, for wearing no underwear to her paddling?
Yeah. Completely thrown out of the school system.
Right after the witness stopped applauding.
So I had to paddle her later.
Well, there you go. Spare the rod.
Right.
Spoil the fill in the blank.
Now, the evil people at DuPont have come up with a really nice invention.
Mm-hmm.
A pill that helps
another one?
Drug addicts keep their habit. Oh, a pill that helps drug addicts kick their habit also makes alcoholics stop enjoying their drinks. Maybe they can come up with a pill that would make you stop enjoying sex and, what else is left in life, huh?
All those Rush Limbaugh types would be happy.
A few researchers believe that naltrexone may allow alcoholics to drink socially someday. The thrill they get from drinking is diminished under the influence of this pill. Some said in the studies that they would try to have a drink and end up leaving half of it at the bar.
But just to score dope.
The FDA on December 30th gave its manufacturer, the evil DuPonts, authorization to market it against alcoholism after studies showed it curbed alcoholics' desire for booze.
Now, they're giving one of these away free with every, like, 100 orders of napalm?
Something like that. You know, the people that make all the fluorocarbons in the entire world and were behind the anti-hemp legislation of 1938. It's not like antabuse, which causes nausea. This actually supposedly...
You just don't want it.
It just doesn't get you high, I guess.
It just keeps you drunk all the time anyway.
But
what will they think of next? And for God's sakes, can we stop?
How about a pill that would make you not like good music? I think they've actually been putting that in the water for years and years in America.
It travels through the waves on MTV.
Yeah.
You can't stop watching no matter how much you hate it.
Mm.
At least I can't.
What else has happened here? We've got some animal stories.
Oh, good.
Oh, I like this one. Enigma, Georgia. Is there a town called Enigma?
There is now.
Can we change the name?
Well, there is and there isn't. People have been discussing it.
A man died after being bit by a rattlesnake, which he had taken to church because the Bible says, believers shall, quote, take up thy serpents. Dewey Bruce Hale, age 40, was bitten during Sunday services at the New River Free Holiness Church and died at home later that night, the sheriff's department said. The sheriff's department was not called by the family or the church. If he had gone to the hospital, it would have all been different. Yeah, he would have lived. Mm. Martha Hale, a cousin of the victim, said the church members take the Bible literally, particularly the passage in Mark, saying that one sign of those who believe in Jesus is that they take up thy serpents.
Maybe there was a metaphor for something else. I don't know. Did he find it in a woman's bra?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Those Pentecostal outfits, some of them play really amazing music along with that snake handling. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Anchorage, Alaska. A female moose trampled a 71-year-old man to death on campus outside of on the campus of University of Alaska. Anyway, the moose was destroyed by wildlife officials after it tried to attack a professor several days later.
He was mad because he got nailed for cutting class.
No, I think he got a B+ when he needed an A- to keep his scholarship.
So much for that GPA. Why is it always funny when a moose does it?
I don't know. Dr. Bruce Capps, a university professor, was running the class on Friday when he encountered the moose. A witness said the animal tried to kick the professor, but stumbled in the snow. The moose tried a second kick, but missed again.
Greetings, poetry lover.
Officers from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game decided to kill the moose because of evidence of ill disposition.
Yeah, evidently.
On Monday, the moose killed Myung Chin Ra as he tried to enter the campus building. Witnesses said students had been throwing snowballs and harassing the moose and her calf for hours before Mr. Myung was attacked. They should have destroyed the students who were throwing the snowballs and left the moose.
I agree. Well, there's just some things that you got to send a talking squirrel to do.
I think you're right.
Hey, get out of here.
Parents were advised this week in Eden, PA, to pick up their children from school until authorities found a lion on the loose that needs 8 to 10 pounds of fresh meat each day to survive.
Well, either pick up their children at school or just throw the lion one baby.
The lion, who believed to be someone's pet, was spotted Wednesday in suburban Philadelphia apartment complex wearing dog tags and a leash.
In a come-hither look.
The animal stared down a woman on her way to work before scampering down some railroad tracks and disappearing.
Oh, lions will scamper.
About 10 residents reported seeing or hearing the lion. One woman said it rummaged through her garbage, roared at her, and left. David Wood, the curator of large mammals at the Philadelphia Zoo, said children make small and easy prey for young lions. He said the lion weighs between 150 and 200 pounds. The size of one that large needs at least 10 pounds of meat a day. This animal can grow up to 500 pounds.
Whoa.
Which means it would eat 50 pounds of meat a day.
It's kind of like having it in a hen house, it being in an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound, and I'm driving. Let me just make one announcement, and then we'll go back to the music. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry about that.
The David Emery Hour will feature conversations between Dave and Sarah Nelson and Daniel Sheenan of the Christic Institute. If you're still wondering why Ollie North isn't showering with his fellow scoundrels like, say, George Bush in a federal prison, take a trip down memory lane as they revisit the Iran-Contragate travesty and discuss other aspects of the Reagan-Bush Reichstag. It's the Dave Emery Hour, Tuesday from 6 to 7 right here on WFMU.
Definitely.
It is my favorite radio show in the world.
From what I gather, it's a very good use of your entertainment dollar, folks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get down to business here with one by the Toon Tones. This is one your band ex-band used to cover, the A-Bones, right?
I don't know yet.
Baby, baby, baby,
modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Every day after school, the fellas stand around and drool. And when I carry her books, there shook, you ought to see how they look.
You swear, brothers just like Jackie Pan. When you carry her books with the size she looks at another time.
Every time we got a chance.
You swear, brother, you just ain't nowhere. At the dance when you sit down, you clown, she's from where Charlie Brown. You take her to the show, you have to sit in the very front row. Brother, take my advice. That chick's got a heart like ice.
I don't care what you say. What you bet I'll be the groom.
You big old square. Can't you tell that you don't care? Charlie Brown's got your ring. He's king, she's queen. He's everything.
Oh,
Charlie Brown's got your ring. He's queen, she's queen. He's everything.
Oh,
Charlie Brown's got your ring. He's king, she's queen.
That trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Take your drink to the end of the bar, buddy. Let her be. Now don't be a fool. I'd soon have a hot seat in Sing prison, then to sit down by her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me. See that man, she belongs to him, buddy. Better drink up and go while you can. I can tell by the way he looks at you, buddy, that he's sure a quick-tempered, jealous man. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me. There you are, stretched out on the floor, buddy. Now you see what you've made him do. Here they come to take him off to jail, buddy. And tomorrow someone will bury you. Oh, well, that's life. Or it was. It's nothing to me.
You will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Jim, you're not as dumb as you look. Way out, man. See what I mean? Adam and Eve.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Oh no, they're back again. That was the Echoes on the Swan label, Scratch My Back. I wonder who the guitar player on that is.
I don't know.
Kenny Paulson, maybe?
Kenny Paulson or possibly Michael Schenker.
Yeah. Smiley Lewis did Can't Stop Loving You. And Buddy Long did It Ain't Nothing to Me. Goes out to Dave the Spaz. The Tramps, You're a Square. on the RV label, and the Toon Tones opened up with She's My Baby Doll. We're going to try to do a hangover hop in the next couple of months, so we got to figure out the whole thing. We got two volunteers already, which means we only need 17 more. So if you would like to volunteer for hangover hop duty, call here. Especially we need FMU staffers, people who can get into the production room and move stuff around, especially if you have a car. Also, you know, I forgot to announce, if you want to contribute news stories to the Hound Show, since I've been doing the news for myself lately, you can always fax them in at 212-254-7414.
And receive the coveted title of Cub Reporter.
Yes, bestowed on you by our very own Il Bruch.
That's me.
So that's 212-254-7414. If you fax anything to the station, it never seems to get here. And they lock up the fax machine so I can't get at it.
So we can look at it from a distance. We can press our noses against the glass. But that's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. We had something we were going to talk about, right?
Can we do a Dear Hound?
Oh, right. We have a Dear Hound letter.
Okay. Dear Hound, I have a 4-year-old son who seems to be fascinated with anyone who is physically disabled or in any way different. Whenever we go into an urban area to shop, he stares at homeless people and is both frightened and intrigued. Unfortunately, he makes rude comments about people of different races and about anyone who doesn't look like his family or friends. This behavior embarrasses me. What can I do? Signed, R.H.
Well, R.H., if it was my kid, what I would do, next time you went into one of those urban areas, as you call them, those inner city areas, leave the kid off and let him find his own way home.
Hmm.
They'll learn. It might take a while.
At the very least, that walk through the Holland Tunnel will learn him good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Docs, this is now, here's something strange. Docs tell FDA to scratch killer lice shampoos. A group of noted scientists this week demanded that the FDA immediately ban lice shampoos made with pesticides, which studies show may cause lethal brain cancer in children.
Oh, no.
Now, has anybody ever had to use this stuff, Quell?
Oh, man. like 5 times?
Yeah, I think I've been doused in it, a few times.
If you're from below the Mason-Dixon line, it's pretty much assured.
The non-prescription one, that A200, that burns. At least the Quell won't burn your skin off.
Yeah, it just burns you from the inside out, apparently.
Mm-hmm. The scientists cited a study that indicates that children using the shampoos containing the pesticide lindane are more than five times as likely to develop brain cancer as children who don't use them.
It's not the sugar cereal?
No. Lindane has also been found to cause a number of serious, often fatal cases of nerve damage.
That's not the cartoons?
That's what happened to me.
Mm.
The shampoos made of lindane are marketed under the trade names Quell, Kildane, Scabane, Theonex, and others. Some are prescription, others are over-the-counter.
Holy smokes.
More than 6 million children and adults a year are treated for head lice, mostly with shampoos containing lindane.
It's just one of those weird things about American life.
Not to mention even with a condom, you can get crabs.
When you use that stuff, when I use that Quell junk, you could tell. You sit there shampooing, you can just tell, this is like this incredibly poisonous substance. This stuff could kill me,
Mm-hmm.
But it's too late now.
Let's get to the rap music desk, then we can spin some more sides.
Cool.
So, rap star Tupac Shakur, convicted of sexually abusing a fan, lost another bid for freedom this week as an appeals court judge refused to lower his $3 million bail. Shakur's lawyers told Judge Ernest Rosenberger that they had raised $1.7 million, including $1.7 million from the rapper's record company and $100,000 from an unidentified performer. I wonder who that was.
Frank Sinatra.
Shakur, 23, was convicted of fondling a 20-year-old woman in 1993, among other things. He's been confined to the Rikers Island Infirmary, which must be a really nice place
to
hang
around.
Well,
at least he knows nobody's going to come in and try to rob him much. At least not at gunpoint.
Devin Lee, a novice.
Sharpened fork point. Sorry.
I don't know. I think it would be very easy to get somebody in there. Especially the gangs that run it.
Mm-hmm. They attack you with sharp spoons.
Oh, the big
broken
thing,
razors.
No, the big thing now is a toothbrush with two double-edged razors side by side in it. So when they slice you with that, the wounds are so close together they can't stitch them up.
They can stitch them to other people's wounds, but that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Devin Lee, a novice rap performer who recently recorded material for a debut album, was killed early yesterday morning when a man drove by in a Ford Bronco and shot him 8 times on a Staten Island street. While police say the motive in the shooting remains unclear, the relatives of the 20-year-old said he was probably killed by people who thought he was a police informer. Law enforcement officials said Mr. Lee, who had two drug sale charges pending against him was a small-time street-level dealer. According to police and witnesses, the shooting occurred at 12:17 a.m. He was returning from his house after buying milk at a nearby grocery store. Well, what can you say?
Life in the fast lane.
Well,
the fast lane.
Let's just spin some sides. We got a vibe report coming up at 4:30. Then we're going to do our all Japanese, our tribute to the people of Kobe, Japan, VOM set. And, you know.
Then isn't that enough?
Isn't that enough? I love this one. Raleigh McGill. The Mercury label.
That train, the same old train, that train that stole my love, rolled my love. There goes the guy, darling, darling. There's the guy that stole my girl. There they go, they're standing alone, all alone. They're standing in their joy, in their joy. Darling, here am I, darling, darling, dear. I am standing alone, so boy. If I should have died, if I had died, died when I were young, I were young. Darling, I wouldn't have had, darling, I wouldn't have had, wouldn't have this race to run.
Listening to the musical heartbeat of people everywhere, learning and singing their songs.
I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Beanie, Beanie, Beanie Jones, you're a-calling me chicken.
now you're laughing, Miss Jones. I don't dig that jive. Just as big as a rock, but you're deciding to give me the praise. Please, little queenie, don't you put it in the pot. I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Beanie, 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 Jones, you're calling me chicken. Now you're laughing, Miss Jones. I don't dig that jive.
Banana Boat Country, he heard Calypso where it was born. And heart full of songs that captivate all who hear.
More than all of the rest. I don't know why you keep me feeling so blue. 'Cause you with an alligator face. I can go on being treated like this unless you put me at the top of your list. I don't know why you keep me feeling so blue. Don't you treat me meaner than an alligator with the flu.
He's got the whole world rocking.
Well, I tried. Well, I tried the best I could. Well, I tried. Well, I tried the best I could. Oh, yeah. Well, I did. Did the best I could. But you just won't change. Didn't think you would. Well, I tried. Well, I tried the best I could. Could have been gone. Could have been gone. But I stayed around. Could have been gone. Oh, yes, I could have been gone. Lord, but I stayed around. Oh, yes, I did. I could have been gone down to the country. I could have found love. Could have gotten married. Could have been gone. Could have been gone. But I stayed around. Good love should. Will I try? Will I try the best I could? I did. Oh, yeah, I did.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hell, dear. WFMU East Orange. That was Screaming Jay Hawkins with, well, I tried. Before that we heard, where am I? Tide B and Johnny did Meaner Than an Alligator. Laurel Aiken with Baron Twist and His Knights did You Got Me Rockin'. Bobo Singleton, Feeney Jones. And we opened up with Raleigh McGill, There Goes That Train.
Go.
Arr. Yeah. Well, where were we? I wanted to talk, oh, there's Roscoe. I guess we're at vibe time.
Right, that's where we were.
Okay.
Awaiting the vibe.
Airline. Hello, Roscoe.
Hook,
hey.
Sinker.
You there?
Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on?
This Saturday hang. Saturday afternoon hang.
Who are you hanging?
Where? I'm still at the crib.
Still at your home?
Yep. The crib. I'm supposed to be going out to Brooklyn, but...
What's happening in Brooklyn?
I've been demotivated.
Uh-huh. Even better.
Oh, going to Mark Spencer's. To jam with him and Sherry from Blood Oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Little musical afternoon thing.
Now, does she have a gig coming up?
Yeah, Sherry is playing on Monday night at Brownie's.
On the same bill as Amy Rigby, right?
I don't know. I don't have the paper. That could
be. Yes, in fact, that is true.
Okay.
But Mark is playing with her, and I'm going to play with her a little bit also.
Cool.
So that's Monday?
That's Monday.
That's Monday at Brownie's.
Monday.
We'll do the announcements when we finish or later or something. But, hey, did you hear, speaking of that little stretch of the universe, you hear about Deb Parker?
I heard the guy that we all thought was a jerk anyway, ran her out of her own business.
Yeah, the sleazy guy that we always knew would rip her off. Basically, Deb, I guess they owe her like about 9 weeks back pay. And Deb Parker is gone from No-Tell Motel and Babyland. So I think she was the driving force and one of the great hostesses of Avenue A.
Yeah, no, possibly the only. I guess that means that we can no longer sanction either of those establishments.
No, they are no longer sanctioned. In fact, we are going to finding a new home for the Hound family marsupial.
And get out the screw gun, huh?
In fact, the screw gun is already out. And I would say I think people should boycott Babyland and No-Tell Motel.
Mm.
All the good bartenders who gave away all that free booze are gone anyway. I know they got rid of Allegra. They got rid of everybody cool there.
What a drag. They get rid of Eleanor?
I'm not sure, but speak. You know, I just saw that the Goops were playing with the Bay City Rollers. Speaking of Eleanor,
in like a time machine?
Huh?
Is this like an episode of Time Tunnel?
This sounds like something worth going to. Hold on, I meant to announce this. Speaking of Eleanor, I don't know if Eleanor still has her job. I hope she does. But it's this week at what's the name of that goofy hippie joint?
Wetlands.
Let me look this up because they have a very lots of weird stuff they've been booking at Wetlands.
Nick Lowe's playing over there.
A week from Monday, Nick Lowe is there. And let me find this damn thing. I noticed that...
Nick Lowe's playing at Wetlands?
Yeah. Have you heard that record?
I heard it's really good.
That's what I keep hearing, too. Yeah, same thing.
What do we have to do to get in free at Wetlands for Nick Lowe?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. Wetlands, Wednesday the 25th, the Bay City Rollers with the Goops, Canned Travolta, and the Gefkins.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the Bay City Rollers in capital letters.
Holy smokes.
Wow, I wonder which
Rudy?
One it is.
Which one do you fancy, then?
There's a bunch of fake Bay City Rollers roaming around, like the coasters and the drifters and stuff.
I think
like
so.
Rudy.
All it really takes is, you know, some plaid pants.
Yeah,
and a set list.
And after that sweet scare of a few years ago, I guess you shouldn't really expect much.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
I mean, haven't the Bay City Rollers been back a couple of times? I mean, this isn't the first time that they've boomeranged back into the
Billy?
Consciousness. I seem to remember that.
Paying attention. No, you're thinking, oh, never mind.
There is kind of a circuit that those bands play on in England. They sort of never went away in England.
After getting in trouble last week, all the funny stuff I think of, I'm not saying.
Hmm.
So, I'm laughing inside, folks.
Well, you can't say it because you're, like, you're tactful or something?
Yeah, I'm being tactful.
You're, are we to assume that all the funny stuff that you've got in your head is just absolutely filthy?
No, it's not filthy. It's, let's just say...
degrading.
The best parts
friends?
Of the show are always in the car.
Oh.
And that's how they'll stay.
Don't leave it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it in the rehearsal place.
Folks, don't make us go out and take it out of the car, all right?
Well, if it's in the trunk, it could hurt bending over to get it.
So true.
Yep.
Ruche, what's up with you?
Not a whole lot. It's nice to hear your smiling voice.
Hey.
Haven't seen you since about 4 a.m, 3 weeks ago.
Hey, aren't you playing, Roscoe, with,
I'm playing, there's a gig at at Mercury Lounge on Wednesday.
Featuring,
It's, Greg Trooper and Mary Lee. And
your lovely wife?
And the Bottle Rockets.
And you're playing with the Bottle Rockets?
Yeah.
Just like the record.
Yeah.
So kind of like a live erasure thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're going to have to erase your parts, and I'm just going to come up here and play them.
I'm
cool.
Hoping it's more like the, you know, when the Blue Jays really got their thing going, you know, I had been producing them for a while, but when they really got their thing going to the point where, you know, the only way you could really get a drink at their gig was to be in the band.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's kind of, I'm just kind of hoping for that kind of situation.
Well, that's Wednesday at the Mercury Lounge. So Thursday at the Merc is the Soul Club. Let's do the announcements since we're here and halfway through them.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Club Thursday at the Mercury Lounge and Beat Rodeo Ludlow every Monday. Amy McMahon Rigby is over at Brownies.
With,
Sherry Knight.
Sherry Knight from the Blood Oranges.
And Matthew Shipp at the alternative room they call it at the Knitting Factory Tuesday night at 11.
Sure, it's not like the Jungle Room or something.
It's nothing cool. It's got a stupid name. It's like the alternative room.
The Arabian Nights room.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the announcement. What's the vibe again today?
I don't know. It's just I want to try to look something up. I've got some movie on that I haven't been watching, but it's just kind of a good. For anybody who's got the Hound Show on and wants a sort of a you know.
The visuals?
Yeah, visual thing.
Are you watching Story of O?
Can you describe it, sir?
No, I'm trying to look it up right now.
Who's in it?
Well, it's some kind of modern biker. Oh, Werewolves on Wheels.
I don't know that one.
It's cheesy, and it's on 31 or TNT. I guess you've got your various cable areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got all these stupid people doing stupid stuff in a kind of a cool place with motorcycles and dirt and. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
As opposed to stupid people saying stupid things and playing stupid records.
Well, it's a perfect companion.
Ah, there you go.
So, what do you guys got up for the VOM?
All Japanese VOM set.
What do you
kind
have?
Of a tribute to the people in Kobe.
In honor of the recent unpleasantness between the plates.
Do you have any like that super snaz?
Got some.
Ready
yep,
to go?
Yep. Yep, Guitar Wolf was my favorite. We got some good ones. We got some old ones too, some 60s stuff. We got a great VOM set.
Uh-uh.
Unprecedented in really? Its unlistenability.
So you may want to tune into CNN just for the VOM set, just to see the amazing like sort of rubble and those guys in the army uniforms, or it looks just like a Godzilla movie. I mean,
let's see.
I know it was unpleasant for everybody involved, but it's so weird to me to like there they are in the same army outfits with the same rubble as if the giant lizard had just walked through.
Well, they got a different feature going on CNN right now, but maybe sometime during the half an hour you could set up your last channel button.
Ah, there you go.
Cable selector and go back and forth from these derelict pseudo bikers to the rubble of Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where the beef comes from.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
That's Japanese beef.
The hand rubbed milk, beer fed big cows.
Mm-hmm. Beer fed?
You bet. And they massage their like big beer fed bellies
that,
and
like,
stuff.
This is the super beef.
Starting to describe somebody I really know.
Oh, well.
I'm keeping this all in.
Okay, yeah, that's you're doing good, Hound. I think
I haven't insulted anybody, and it's over halfway through the show.
It's an amazing thing. It's progression.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, did you go out last night?
No, I don't go out.
Oh, you
anymore.
Don't go out?
No.
Oh, pardon me.
What did I miss?
I don't know. I didn't go out either. I just wondered, you know, I spoke to the Hound. Not in the car, but earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he didn't really go out, so.
Well, I just went to the usual bar and got drunk.
So, I was just wondering if you went out.
No, I had dinner with Nick Ratner. I actually went to one of those weird tea places on the, or, you know, coffee places on the avenue and chatted with him for a while. That was pretty weird. It's like the sort of the L.A.-style dating scene going on.
On Avenue A?
Scary.
Yeah, it was really scary. Yeah.
I think the bar was less scary. Hey, Lorraine. Lorraine's listening, I bet.
I went to that place, Limbo, earlier this week.
Did you have to go under, like, a bar to get in?
No, but they do have the Hogarden, the actual, as opposed to the Cellus, which is trying to be like Hogarden. They have the actual Hogarden there.
Well, you know, they have Cellus on tap at Ray's Bar.
I know, and I went there, after saying that I would, I went there last Saturday night, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's nice to balance that Hogarden. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Skip is there.
A good thing to drink from the well.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Well, Roscoe.
That's the vibe. That's the Belgian wheat beer update.
Mm-hmm. For this hour.
Well, see you out there.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Have a good trip to Brooklyn, if that's possible.
What?
Have a good trip to Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you very much. Maybe I'll get a Hogarden on the way.
Cool.
Okay, Rosk.
Later.
See ya.
Big
see ya.
Tokens.
State of the vibe. Well, there we go. So that's our State of the Vibe report today, folks. And
let's do this Japanese thing. Start out with one from the 60s. This is The Outcast. All the Little Richard covers, and there's millions and millions of Little Richard covers. I put this in the forefront. Wait, it's the wrong one. There it is.
Hey! rubber kicked out of your ass.
That cat comes on like Godzilla.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot you right down. Take you where my arm. Love is you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out. Light up on my feet. All right, baby. Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake little baby. Come on. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out right over my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow, baby. I mean right now. Come on, come on. Come on, shake a little, baby. Oh yeah. Come on and shake. Shake a little baby.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Somebody help me!
Oh,
Meanwhile, back in the States.
No, not Dust on the Needle. The Guitar Wolf. Down here, that's the Guitar Wolf.
I thought you remember the Columbia Wax Cylinder Club.
Yeah, that, what an advanced production on his new album, Wolf Rock. Look at the font on the cover of that thing. The most lowest tech thing ever. Sorry, concluding our tribute to the Land of the Rising Sun.
And Lowering Buildings.
And the, what did you call it?
The recent unpleasantness between the plates.
Yes, yeah. The poor earthquake ravaged city of Kobe. Anyway, that was the Guitar Wolf with Wolf Rock. Before that, we heard Super Snaz with Papa Uma Mau Mau. Jackie and the Sea Jerks from the Sam the Sham tribute album did Pharaoh A Go-Go, as only they could.
Mm-hmm.
The Spiders did Boom Boom, and the Outcasts opened it up with an amazing rendition of Long Tall Shally.
All of those songs from right to left.
Wrong, how do you say Wrong Tall, wrong Tall Larry?
Wrong Tall Sorry.
I've always wanted to call up the Guitar Wolf on the phone and ask him who he liked better, Lead Belly or Red Berry.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe we'll get around to that.
Impossible
someday.
Dream. It'd be great to have him out in the show. We certainly couldn't make his record sound any, you know,
especially
worse.
A week when we weren't here.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, let's get back to the news. Knuckleheads in the news. Abel Ferrara's got a TV show now. Have we all lived too long? He's got this new album coming out called The Addiction, which stars Christopher Walken and Annabelle Scorcoria, which Russell Simmons came up with a $2 million budget.
Now, it's not an album, it's a movie.
Yeah, but he's got some kind of TV show. Pretty scary. Here's a strange case of a guy who really could not make up his mind. A single man who paid a surrogate mother $30,000 to bear his child was charged yesterday with beating his 5-week-old son to death.
Oh, geez.
James Allen Austin, 26, who told police he beat the boy with his fists and a plastic coat hanger. The bank analyst from the Bethlehem area was arraigned on charges of criminal homicide in the death of Jonathan Allen Austin, who was born December 8th. To Phyllis Ann Huddleston, 29, of Lafayette, Indiana, Huddleston had been paid to be artificially inseminated. Weird.
Fools and their money. Mm-hmm. A metal hanger would have marked him up better.
Have you been following the Newt thing about the armed forces? He said women aren't built for combat because females have biological problems staying in a ditch for 30 days.
Oh, no, I've had women in my apartment for over 30 days.
He said, but they might outdo men at missile computers because males are biologically driven to go out and hunt giraffes.
You know what? I've never felt compelled on any level, biological or intellectual or attitudinal,
yeah,
to
maybe
go out and hunt giraffes.
Me neither. Maybe like fondle one, but never hunt one. It's we've finally gotten to the lowest possible denomination. The worst, stupidest people are running this country. I mean, it's
even
it's
dumber than the last bunch.
Completely bizarre. I mean, what was the thing about the piglets? Where is that? Let's not even go into it.
We're not even going to dignify it.
Too depressing.
By doing it on the Hound Show.
Let's go. Oh, speaking of this right-wing thing, you know, this Paula Jones who was trying to sue Clinton for sexual harassment?
Mm-hmm.
They got all these 900 numbers set up to raise money for her legal funds. It turns out that the one that Jerry Falwell has set up to raise money, he's totally ripped her off.
Well, there's a shock.
She's claiming he stole like $100,000 from her.
I don't know. Does that mean Jimmy Lee Swaggart's getting a piece of the Jerry Lee 900 number?
You know, I have to call. I called that number and the Ike Turner number for the Times, and I can't find any other celebrity 900 numbers to call for this piece, except for a really bad LaToya Jackson horoscope one.
There's a shock.
And the telephone company is really uncooperative, and they don't publish any listing towards celebrity 900 numbers, nor do they seem to advertise in any magazines I can find. I mean, I bought like Enquirer and Star every week.
Did 70? Quarterly have the Jerry Lee and the Ike Turner ones?
No, those were both came over like wire service stories. So if anybody knows of any celebrity 900 numbers I can call to get this Times thing done, please call here.
Yeah, give us a buzz over here.
Okay, one more quick news story and then we'll go back and play some rock and roll records. Oh, I wanted to do the rock news right now. Rock news. First, guitarist Jerry Garcia escaped injury when he lost control of his car and crashed into a highway retaining wall near Mill Valley, California. The 52-year-old musician was driving a loaner from the BMW dealership while his car was in the shop. He fell asleep at the wheel.
Whoa. I wonder if he's listening to one of his own tapes.
Yeah, he's planning out his next guitar solo.
First,
I'll play the scale forward, then I'll play the scale backward, then I'll play the scale forward, then I'll play it backwards twice, then I'll play it forwards again.
I think that's one guy that when he got to rock and roll heaven, they just sort of throw him back. No, you got to stay alive forever.
Rock legend Fats Domino will receive a Rhythm and Blues Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award. Isn't that damn white? I'm on a gala celebration March 2nd in Hollywood. Other awards will go to Darlene Love, Lloyd Price, Arthur Prysock, Baby Washington, Illinois Jacket, The Marvelettes, and The Moonglows. Speaking of which, I guess I should go dig out. I completely spaced this off and didn't bring in a record. We'll do it later. We have an obituary to do. I'm going to try to find a record for this old bit. Mm-hmm. And, what do we got queued up? Speaking of Fats Domino, here's Fats Domino's band without Fats, the Dave Bartholomew Orchestra.
Well, I'm going to a party across the track. It's a hole in the wall, people call a crack. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Boy, you better stop flirting with married girls before you end up in another world. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Red beans and rice is a good old dish, but when Friday come, I gotta have my fish. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Give me water when I'm thirsty, gin when I'm dry. But ooh, that good old wine makes me oh so high. Do you want to jump, children? 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 I'm in love with a girl afraid to call her name. Big Jim, you know, I know you understand. Do you want to jump, children? 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 I'm sorry. Why, you really are. Play it with the piano, man.
Who's in charge?
girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. Me, she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
I live on a lonely, lonely island. Ain't never no hopes for me.
Grab me on, baby.
I live on a lonely, lonely, lonely island.
Whip it on me.
In a heart of misery.
Uh-huh.
Then my room has got two windows shine. Yeah. And the sun shines ever comes through.
Oh, but you know, yeah.
Woo! Lonely, lonely island, baby.
Did everybody say, yeah.
Ain't never no hope for me and you.
Yeah.
Says my room has got two windows
turned. And it's the truth.
And the sunshine's never come through.
Ain't it the truth?
I was dark and lonely.
Honey,
never no hope for me.
What about me,
baby? Well, I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What's that, baby?
Ain't never no hope for me, baby.
Jella.
Honey, I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What happened?
In a heart of misery, son.
Oh.
And you better be there. There'll be nothing but me and you. When I turn around, I want to see your pretty head say.
Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Down clock goes tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Back in the jungle.
Now near WFMU East Orange. That was Chris Allen and Tick Tock. Eddie Cash did Lonely Island and Wynonie Harris by request. I Like My Baby's Pudding. Robert Hall did Countdown Part 1. We opened up with the Dave Bartholomew Orchestra there, a jump joke. Anyway. But the obituary I wanted to read before well, we'll get to this in a second. The lead singer of, and one of the great, all-time great doo-wop singers, R&B singers, Sally McElroy of the Flamingos died this week. 61 years old, he died of cancer in Chicago. And he's on Golden Teardrops and all their Chance stuff, which is really incredible, incredible stuff. And I forgot to bring a Flamingos record to play. I was going to play Golden Teardrops. And of course, the station, which has lots of Flaming Lips records, has no Flamingos records. That's what I hate about this place. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just the idea, you know, the Flaming Lips have 10 albums in the library here, and there's not one Flamingos record.
They're not also a group of vocal harmony outfit?
The groups.
Okay,
McElroy did leave the Flamingos in 1955 before they got to their, before they were on Chess, and I'll Be Home and all that stuff, but he ended up in the Morocco's, who did Red Hots and Chili Mac. And let's do the renouncements. Well, I got it on my mind.
What's left of
it's
your
an Empire
mind?
State Soul Club this Thursday at the Mercury Lounge. The Bottle Rockets and Mary Lee Cordes and Roscoe playing with them Wednesday at the Mercury Lounge. Matt Shipp, the Knitting Factory, in the small room at the Knitting Factory Tuesday. Great jazz piano player. That's at 11 o'clock. He's got a new record out on Henry Rollins' label. Beat Rodeo every Monday at the Ludlow Cafe. Junior High at Brownies. That's Thursday night. Amy McMahon Rigby at Brownies Monday night. The Bay City Rollers and the Groups at Wetlands Wednesday. And don't go to No-Tail Motel or Babyland because they screwed Deb Parker over, the hostess with the mostesses.
Which is not cool.
I'm getting more of my marsupial out of there.
There it is. Deb needs that ink money, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta support her.
Okay. Oh, this kid, a little update story here.
This just in.
An autistic teen who was charged with hurling his baby nephew out a five-story window to death is unfit to stand trial, a judge was told yesterday.
See, that's
now there are states where they execute retarded people like that.
Or Michael Holmes, put him into elected office.
Mm-hmm. Michael Holmes, 17, was charged with murder in the December 17th death of a five-month-year-old. Stanley Holmes was examined by psychiatrists at Bellevue and pronounced unfit to stand trial.
Justice was served, sort of. You never know from that picture either, you know?
Riviera Beach, a train slammed into a van carrying five people returning from a funeral, killing four of the passengers and injuring the fifth.
You just have to turn that rig around.
The van was on the tracks as the freight train spread through the through during strong winds and rain Saturday. The crossing gate was broken and police did not know if the van had crashed through it or been ripped off by the wind.
Careful there.
Yeah, don't flush that toilet, whatever you do.
That doesn't mean
you folks, that means in here.
That goes for all of yous.
Yeah. Where are we?
So it was a van. And a train.
It sped through the night. Oh, I was looking for something. There was something interesting here.
The speed of sound.
Oh, there was something here about
by the way, where'd you meet him?
Stars getting fat after they had children in pregnancy. Whitney Houston gained 52 pounds.
Oh,
but the biggest of all, the biggest star of all was Belinda Carlisle, who went up to 200 pounds after she had her baby.
And she's not a big gal either. She's a little gal.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? She was a Reagan fundraiser. She was like a real a Republican in the 80s, so I think she deserves to.
She can afford to eat all that food then, I guess.
Yes. Well, I think she deserved to be
smacked between meals.
All right, one more.
Have somebody exercise for her.
One more news story, and then I got some requests out of the way.
Mm.
This is in Malaysia. A luckless farmer was killed after his pet monkey clocked him with a coconut. Matt.
It is just sort of a Max and Dave Fleischer world, isn't it?
Matt Hussan Saluham, age 76, was waiting below a tree Tuesday to collect a coconut that his monkey was trying to pluck out when one hit him in the neck, breaking it.
It all went horribly wrong.
The incident occurred 240 miles northeast of Kuala Lumpur. Trained monkeys are widely used in Malaysia to climb coconut trees and pluck fruit. They usually drop rather than throw the coconut.
A little labor dispute.
There you go.
All right.
We got a lot of requests for this. This is probably our biggest request item of last year. We're getting ready to put it on the moratorium list, but
enjoy while you still
can. One more for good luck. Jim Foley and the Big Beats.
If I have to stand alone.
This is a hit.
Well, this ankle bracelet, symbol of my love. Well, this ankle bracelet, symbol of my love.
I need to solve the problem, what you do. Ties my heart off to
now. Well, this ankle bracelet, symbol of my love.
Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I'm gonna type a letter to you. Bye, 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 baby, we're through. Well, on every day you teased me so. I can't take it no more, I'm gonna go, gonna go. Honey, I'm gonna go. Every word in black and white. Oh, baby, you know you didn't treat me right. Through the alphabet A to Z. Baby, you was wrong to me, wrong to me. Baby, you was wrong to me. I'm gonna leave you high and dry. You made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I don't type much, but I guess it will do. Baby, you made me cry for you. I don't type much, but I'll do my way. Baby, I'm a-going far away, far away, far away. I'm baby going far away. Hey, hey. I'm a-going to leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't a-going to kiss you, ain't going to miss you goodbye. I'm gonna leave her this very day. Well, honey, I'm going far away. You messed him around and made him a sore. Oh, baby, I don't care no more. Don't care, don't care. Baby, don't care no more. Don't care, don't care. Baby, don't care no more.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. Yeah? You're greasy enough.
bewildered youth.
Now, baby, how can you be mean to me?
Know what your sons and daughters do for thrills and kicks.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hell dear, WFMU. I know that's not a good record. That's the Teen Queens Rock Everybody, but I'd always heard that song on the old Crown album where it just sounded like a big bunch of mush, and now you hear all these weird horns and like, it sounded like there was an oboe in there and maybe some trumpet bones. And
Yeah, it's like one of those Ray Mercer things, kind of a rock and roll craze thing.
I don't know why I liked it. It's so mind-numbingly stupid. It comforts me.
What's it called again?
Rock Everybody.
How does that go again?
Queens. Before that, we heard Dale Vaughan and the Star Notes with How Can You Be Mean to Me. That's a good record. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights did well. I got news. Billy Fury, the only Englishman who could regularly be filled, could go side by side with the Americans on this show. Billy Fury, I'm going to type a letter to you.
There's a nice piece about him in the current. The current Mojo magazine, which is getting to be kind of it's a weird sort of like uninvited guest in my house these days. The last few issues have been really great.
The picture of him with all the black coal in his eyes and the gold suit, what a great shot.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that picture of Sam Cooke dead as a doornail last month was truly remarkable.
Yeah, great magazine.
Yeah, pick up Mojo magazine. It's an English rag. You can get it at See Here over on 7th Street, I believe.
For that, the original Pyramids and ankle bracelet that goes out to Larry Fisher, who sold me that. In VG minus condition. Yeah. Jim Foley and the Big Beats Goodbye Train. You know, I didn't go to that rock auction thing. I went there the first, I bought the $25 catalog. I went there the first day to look at all the trash. A lot of the records looked real beat up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really have any like the weird 45s that I'm into. They had like some couple of things I wanted, the Penguins EP and the Mando and the Chili Peppers album and stuff. But the idea of standing around, tell me how much it is, I'll buy it, but don't, to stand around for 10 hours a day for 2 days to like, take off from work and all that crap and, with a bunch of record collectors. The whole thing depressed me on such an incredibly morbid level.
But some of the collectors look pretty beat up, too. I just imagine, like, Billy and Todd and all these people, like, with those little paddles that they have in the movie scenes and, movie scenes of auctions,
Yeah, I think
they're just, like,
I know they were there.
Fast Freddy or somebody just, like, laying their finger on the side of their nose and doing all those weird, like, auction things.
Yeah. Well, I would have gone just to drive up the price for that guy Norman that you always see at record conventions, who I think should totally be ripped apart by hooks.
Not pop hooks either.
No, iron hooks like they used to do in Russia.
Uh-huh.
So we've covered the rip-off rock auction. They did have John Lennon's sink, which I think was a fake. it was just idiotic. The whole thing just turns my stomach to no end.
I was really impressed that a lot of the pictures of the guitars they had on auction in the catalog were actually like old Fender catalog photographs.
Right, they weren't the actual guitars. It was the guitars were really ridiculously priced.
Mm. Guitars will be these days, kids. Switch to the synthesizer.
Tuesday at the Museum of Modern Art, 6 o'clock p.m. It's a really great Jules Dassin movie that almost never shows. It's called Brute Force. I think it's probably the second movie Burt Lancaster was ever in.
It was one of the first bunch, that's for sure.
It's a prison movie. It's a very ugly, uncomfortable looking thing, but it's great.
Folks, you go and see it and see if you wouldn't have blacklisted the guys that made it immediately afterwards.
See if you can pick the hound out of the audience.
Yeah, really.
And, I guess we're just going to rock through it through the end of this show. All right, we got 25 minutes left. We'll do the announcements really fast one more time. Soul mm-hmm. Club, Thursday, Mercury Lounge. Bottle Rockets with Roscoe and ML, Roscoe's wife. She's the opening act. That's Wednesday at the Mercury Lounge. Matthew Shipp, the great jazz piano player, Knitting Factory, Tuesday at 11 sharp. Beat Rodeo every Monday at the Ludlow Cafe. Amy McMahon Rigby, Brownies Monday. Junior High at Brownies, 9 p.m. Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Boycott No-Tell Motel in Babyland. Just bring all your business over to Lorena 2A.
So you get 25 one-minute records to play?
I wish. I would love to. I think I can do 25 cues and with sound bites and all. No, I just figured it'd be cold by the time the sun went down and the weather's starting to change. I thought we'd play this Joe. We had some requests for Joe Turner, so I thought I'd play this one. It's called The Chill Is On.
Chill is on, and my baby says she's going away. Why can't you just get physical like a human?
To be one of the hit songs of the day.
Now to the very special planet in the far away skies above, with a valley of hearts and flowers,
where all of us love to go and love, and it's a very special planet.
It's a very special planet.
You love it on the planet,
Desire. Now if your baby kisses
sends you, does she put you clear out of your mind? Don't believe your love is different, you never wanted no other kind. And she's just got you on the planet, lady, she's right, lady, she's right. She's got you on the planet, lady, and you love it on the planet, the planet. And you won't be laughing when you do, cause you put it on the planet, lady, lie, lady, lie. You put it on the planet, lady, lie, lady, lie. And you love it on the planet, the planet, lady, lie. This planet's a million miles from nowhere, but the journey don't take you long. Don't worry about transportation, as long as you're taking your baby along. Cause you put your arm on the planet, lady, lie, lady, lie. Just like I'm riding on the planet, lady, lie, lady, lie. So I'll see you on the planet, planet, lady, desire.
Let me stay right in that groove there. Yes, Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
5 foot tall, eyes are green, the cutest girl you've ever seen. Well, that's a Janet. Hey, well, that's a Janet. We're all right. Well, that's a Janet. Janet is her name. Sweet or slow, rock or roll, when that chick takes off, she goes, goes, goes. Well, that's a Janet. We're all right. Well, that's a Janet. Janet is her name. Yeah, yeah. 5 foot tall. Agree.
Manager's Corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake? You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this sucker mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go yourself in the with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
I want you by my side. I love your tender pride.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, dear, this is WFMU East Orange. Little Willie Littlefield there. Ruby baby. What's up to my cat, who I left the radio on for, so she can stare at the speakers.
I wonder why there isn't food coming out of them.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Martin and the Sounds did Janet. The Idrisi Brothers did Sugar Baby. I don't know why I like those stupid teen ballads. I know it's not a good record, but I thought
it was a great record. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, good.
I mean, what's a good record? More Than a Feeling by Boston?
Some biggest selling record of all time. Louis Jordan, I'll Die Happy. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, I should say. Billy Meese did Planet Named Desire and Arthur, but doing business as June Alexander, his first record on the Judd label, The Girl That Radiates That Charm. The Veltones, Fire, Joe Turner did The Chill Is On. If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll be back next week. Il Brooch, thank you.
Thank you, Il Pooch.
Wild Girls up next. WFMU, East Orange.
I'm a lonely tramp, don't have nobody in this world to care for me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp, left my wife and my child, my dear mother, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely train. When I'm walking down the street, everybody point their fingers at me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely train.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.